Rochester Real Beer Week is upon us. Dozens of breweries and bars around town will celebrate local beer through various activities. WXXI's Veronica Volk tells us how women are taking part in the craft beer explosion.
At Fifth Frame Brewing on St. Paul Street in downtown Rochester, Carolyn Stiles starts telling me about her favorite beer.
I really enjoy a good pilsner, like a well-brewed pilsner. I think people, this is a misconception for a lot of people.
Stiles is part of an ever-growing group of craft beer enthusiasts across the country. Rochester alone has over a dozen breweries experimenting with different malts, hops, and yeasts to make hundreds of local beers. With this rapid growth, Stiles saw an opportunity to start a beer education and appreciation group just for women. It's called Rochester Beer Gals.
Our purpose is to really empower women to explore the world of craft beer.
The number of craft beer drinkers is growing, but women still make up a minority of that group, only about 25% to 30%. Rochester Beer Gals, Stiles says, isn't about separating women from men. It's about creating a friendly environment for women to ask questions and speak up. Because sometimes, Stiles says, men can dominate the craft beer space.
Sometimes there are really excited guys who know a ton and they kind of overpower or talk a lot more than women are apt to.
Men aren't just the majority when it comes to drinking the beer either. A survey by Stanford University of about 1,700 breweries across the U.S. reported that only 4% of head brewers are women. One of them is Jen Myers.
Action. Okay.
She's the co-head brewer at Warhorse Brewing in Geneva, and she says when she first tried to break into the industry, she was met with some resistance.
It took a little bit of time because in this industry you have to lift heavy things, and there was still at that time a stigma, I'd say, about women being feeble and weak, so not a lot of people wanted to give me that chance.
In the years since, she says she's getting more respect from her peers, and she feels like the industry has opened up more to women. That's important, she says, because beer is supposed to be for everyone.
You know, it doesn't hold any boundaries, it doesn't judge, it's not pretentious.
At Rock Brewing on Union Street in the city, assistant brewer Ashley McCaffrey pushes back against the idea that women aren't treated equally in brewing.
I don't know if this is really like the best way to put it, but the biggest like underestimation that we get as female brewers is by media.
McCaffrey says she wishes people focused more on what she was making rather than her gender.
At some point, I really hope that like we are viewed number one as brewers.
Nikki Forrester, who brews at Rohrbach Brewing Company, agrees. And she says the lack of women involved in beer can correct itself with help from groups like Rochester Beer Gals.
So I think as we continue to see both women and other minorities as well take more of an interest in and be marketed to, I think you're going to see a growth in that interest from women.
The women in this industry may make up a minority, but they do have a few things in common: a love of beer, a commitment to their craft, and a certain amount of tenacity. Or, as Myers puts it,
I'm the type of person, if you tell me I can't do something, I'm going to go, yes, I can, and I'm going to do it even better.
Veronica Volk, WXXI News.